I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. Hosea chapter 13, verse 5. Yes, Lord, thou didst indeed know me in my fallen state, and thou didst even then choose me for thyself. When I was loathsome and self-abhorred, thou didst receive me as thy child, and thou didst satisfy my craving wants. Blessed forever be thy name for this free, rich, abounding mercy. Since then, my inward experience has often been a wilderness, but thou hast owned me still as thy beloved, and poured streams of love and grace into me to gladden me and make me fruitful. Yea, when my outward circumstances have been at the worst, and I have wandered in a land of drought, thy sweet presence has solaced me. Men have not known me when scorn has awaited me, but thou hast known my soul in adversities, for no affliction dims the luster of thy love. Most gracious Lord, I magnify thee for all thy faithfulness to me in trying circumstances, and I deplore that I should at any time have forgotten thee and been exalted in heart, when I have owed all to thy gentleness and love. Have mercy upon thy servant in this thing. My soul, if Jesus thus acknowledged thee in thy low estate, be sure that thou own both himself and his cause now thou art in thy prosperity. Be not lifted up by thy worldly successes so as to be ashamed of the truth or of the poor church with which thou hast been associated. Follow Jesus into the wilderness. Bear the cross with him when the heat of persecution grows hot. He owned thee, O my soul, in thy poverty and shame. Never be so treacherous as to be ashamed of him. Oh, for more shame at the thought of being ashamed of my best beloved. Jesus, my soul cleaveth to thee. I'll turn to thee in days of light as well as nights of care. Thou brightest amid all that's bright, thou fairest of the fair.